My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, we try to find out what the deal is with Davin Scammer Han. Can we do it? Listen and enjoy.
Just seems like very 14-year-old girl in junior high kind of like.
Oh, now it's hot.
But, you know, that kind of shit, you know?
Yeah. You know, but that's possible.
So we think it's a young girl I'm talking to.
Oh, I think emotionally arrested, not
okay.
Young.
Yeah, I agree. Emotionally arrested.
So we think it's a woman.
Yes.
We're not buying she's from Canada, though.
No.
Do we think she's a scammer?
Yes.
Well, you heard the theme music.
I'm sure she ended up being a scammer. Well, the jungle music gave it away.
It's hysterical.
Figured that out by
itself. No, it's all the telltale signs in that. All the telltale signs.
Well, Pip was a little skeptical. Pip's a little skeptical of this one initially.
Yeah, I mean, let me just strip away the fact that we're doing a thing about
look at the camera,
scammers.
Dear, when you do that.
let me just say
give our fans a rod.
All right.
Whose cock is that?
Is that a carrot?
Pip needs a pick-me-up, and she's giving one, too.
and you seem to have a pick-me-up for me.
Pip. You trollop.
Are you new? Let's pretend that we're not doing a show about scammers and that you know the ending.
Oh, no. I never know the ending. This could still be going on.
Okay.
I have many girlfriends.
I know you do. I know you're a player.
Yeah, fake Davin is certainly a player.
Yes. But I'm just saying that let's pretend that you don't know how this ends or, you know, more developments. Just from what we're listening to here, I'm not completely convinced that this... I don't see every hallmark of this being a scammer. Just because somebody is not great at the language doesn't mean necessarily that they're scamming.
That's true. She has not asked for anything yet.
She's not
professed her undying love to me, which is disappointing.
Yeah, she's not thrown some of the things at you that, you know, some of the other scammers have done. This is a different tactic.
But if you've noticed, I'm not ridiculous with this one either.
No, you're not being super silly. You're just flirting back and going, you know, well, let's just see where this takes us.
Because I have to, because she has, once you ask, once she does the ask, then it's game on.
Oh, yeah. Now it's like, oh, you know, I just got hit by a car full of chickens. I mean, now it's like.
What?
Funny, though.
I'm too confused for it to be funny.
That's too funny. I just got hit by a car full of chickens.
Her with chickens. It never does her right.
never ends well.
No.
That's why I eat so much chicken.
No matter which way you're on your ass.
That's true. But, you know, there's always something ridiculous that happens or just, you know, the absurdity that you have to throw in there. Once you start asking for the money, well, now I got to keep you at bay. But right now, this is just actually starting to play out like a normal relationship.
Who says it's not?
I'm doubtful.
You know, Crimson Cat's all fucking negative, has some nerve.
You know, Crimson Cat's been around the block. I'm just...
Well, saying. I assure you, Han has not. She's a pure woman who has a daughter.
Tee-hee.
Yes.
Yes, I'm sure she's...
Covering her eyes from Bukkake.
I'm...
That would be the noise I make if I got that in my eye. I'd be crying.
I'd be like, God damn it, it's in my eye!
And that would kill the mood.
Yeah. No, well, that's how it works.
Well, it could have been someplace else, but you said no. So, those were your choices.
That stings! That stings like fuck!
Does it?
Yeah.
How would I know?
I don't know. I don't know your aim.
No, but I don't have an arc to it. That'd be some hook
that.
I'm working with. What, do I got a candy cane down there?
I don't know. Maybe it chipped. I don't know.
I've never rebounded it off a bitch our forehead and bounced back and hit me in the eye. I have no idea what that's like.
Like getting hit in the face with a bowl of custard.
Speaking like someone who knows.
Full of custard. My, we are full of ourselves.
Licks his lips.
And full of custard. Licks his,
that was
bowl.
Good. I feel satiated. Thank you, sirs. May I have another? He says, smile on his face, wiping custard from his brow. Happy he doesn't
big
have hair. Oh, if I had hair, this would be a bitch to get out of, but I bet it's good for gel.
You can make let's use it instead of mousse.
Sure. Sure, you could custard face.
Joe's
old
bag.
Joe's old custard face.
Oh, here comes old custard face.
The fellers love him.
That's what they call him on the set.
Yep, yep, the fellers love him. Old custard face.
They call him in a home entertainment unit. Yeah. All right, so this is definitely a different vibe than we've had.
Yeah.
I she's not dumb.
She has not shown her hand.
No, she's not asking for any. It's just very flirty, but not too much. Usually they're on fake Davin's Rod by now.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.